3. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hi, is this the study abroad office?
Sure, how can I help you?
I just got back from a semester abroad. I took 4 courses while I was there, but now I don't know what I'm supposed to do to get university credit for them.
Have you had the department head sign your credit request forms yet?
Huh? I'm sorry, but I have no idea what that is.
Here are the forms. Basically, you fill one out for each course you want to get credit for. Then you take them to the head of the department you want credit from. They usually ask you for the syllabus and the final exam or paper you completed for the course.
Okay, so I take the final in this form and they have to approve it or something?
Yes, exactly. After they look through your material, they'll decide whether or not it's on par with a course taught here at the university. Then they will either reject or approve your request for credit. It's really a lot easier than it sounds.
It sounds like a lot of legwork. Is there a deadline for when these forms need to be turned in?
Yes. In order for the credits to appear on your transcript, we need the credit request form submitted by March 20th. If you don't get it done by then, we won't have time to process the credits before next semester. If you're graduating this year, you need to be extra careful to turn the forms in by the deadline, or you may not have all the credits you need to graduate.
Uh-oh. I guess I should try to get this done then. I don't want to have any problems at graduation time. Come May, I want to get my degree and go.
I hear you. Well, then just make sure to turn in your forms on time. And if you're worried about making the time to do this, I advise you to email the heads before you meet with them to find out exactly what they want you to bring. That way you won't have any surprises and you can just get your forms signed on the spot.
Thanks a bunch. I really appreciate it.
11. Why does the man mention department heads? Twelve. Why does the man mention a syllabus? 13. Based on information from the conversation, indicate which of the following statements reflect an action the student must take in order to receive study abroad credit. Place a check mark in the correct box. Fourteen. What does the man imply about dealing with the department heads? 15. What can be inferred about the student?